This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on an overhaul of the widely disliked education law known as No Child Left Behind. Its replacement also has a marketing-approved title, the Every Student Succeeds Act, passed the House last week with a presidential signature possible before the holidays. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
The bipartisan Every Student Succeeds Act would dramatically scale back federal oversight of schools. Frederick Hess follows education policy at the American Enterprise Institute.
It gives back to the states the right to decide what constitutes adequate performance, how to intervene in schools that the states don't think are working, what constitutes a qualified teacher.
Schools would still be required to test students in English and math every year from third to eighth grade and once in high school, and states would have to intervene in the lowest performing schools. But Carmel Martin with the Center for American Progress says schools would be judged on more than test scores.
Things like graduation rates, student and teacher engagement, participation in advanced coursework, school climate data.
Martin says those changes are already underway in some of the many states that received waivers from No Child Left Behind's strict mandates, waivers which would be null and void as of August 1st, 2016. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.